Blog Talk Radio.
Mateo? Mateo?
Hello? Yes, Mateo? Yes.
I'm sorry, I guess your name. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I apologize for my lateness, man. I apologize about that.
That's okay.
First of all, let me give you a round of applause, man.
Hey. That's a lot of people.
So, how you been doing, man?
I've been good, man. Just you know, doing the music thing, creating some music on tour right now. Just on the grind, man. It's just the everyday life, man. You know how it is, probably. You know.
Yeah, back in the day, you know, I do radio now, so I'm no longer a performer. You know, every now and then I do that now. But you know,
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, man. It's every day is a constant grind, man. It's just you know, we're actually in Baton Rouge, actually in Louisiana right now on tour, and we're going coast to coast, man. We're on a college tour, and we left California, going through the South, going through Florida, hitting up colleges and sororities, and doing some performance venues. From coast to coast, so it's been pretty cool, man. It's really, really cool. A lot of work, but it's been really, really good and rewarding.
Before I speak on a tour, can you let everybody know how you got started?
How I got started?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, basically, I've always have done music. I mean, music was always around in the family, and like, you know, my grandmother was like a touring kind of diva musician, singer. She's still a diva too. It's funny. She's still a diva. But she used to tour all around the East Coast and Canada back in her day. And then my grandfather was actually a big blues guitarist who played for King's Records. And so it was always around, but it wasn't ever anything that I necessarily thought I was going to do professionally. And so I'll be playing piano and took classical piano lessons and was singing on the side. Ended up going to Morehouse College. And still wasn't going to do music full time, but I was a music major and a business major, but was pursuing the whole business route and doing all the internships, going to New York, you know, at American Express, doing an American Express internship. And actually, funny story is that when I was at Morehouse, I was actually applying for an internship, and my first interview was with John Legend, actually. He was John at the time, and he was at Boston Consulting Group. And I was trying to get an internship there while I was in school. And it was really funny because I was like, wow, he wasn't who he was, you know, then. And I saw his bio card and I saw that he had played, you know, keyboard for Lauryn Hill. I was like, oh, man, I got this in the bag, yo. I'm going to get this job easily. Well, you know, I didn't get the job, but I kept in contact with him. But I ended up going the same route as John Legend, actually. Graduated school and then went up into consulting. Was a strategy consultant in New York. And hated every minute of it, dude. Like, every minute was like, I was like, you know, to work that hard and work, like, 18 hours a day in that corporate environment and not be working on something I was really passionate about really, really was killing me every day, you know? I think that's everybody feels that way, you know? Like, a lot of people feel like they're kind of pushed into this route. They're like, oh, I have to get that job. It's the safe route. Get that paycheck every 2 weeks. So that was me, you know? I went that same route, And I was like, you know what, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do music full time. And as soon as I said that, I met a producer down in Philadelphia who was a part of the Eve camp. I ended up moving to L.A. to help on the music for the Eve show and some other shows like Cuts and All of Us, doing some background work, and started performing in the city in L.A. Like, literally just started singing around everywhere, put some songs up on MySpace, got some MySpace features, and then the ball just started rolling from there, you know, and ended up meeting a guy named Caduce Philippe, who used to be a VJ on TRL, MTV's TRL, and he had started working over at MySpace Records, and he brought me in, and it was a match made in heaven, and that's how it happened. So, hello?
Mateo?
Yes. Okay.
Another question. Now, how did you get the deal with under MySpace? I mean, you know, there's so many people that hit MySpace up and will give me a deal, you know. But how did you get the deal with under MySpace?
Basically, I as I was saying before, I had met Caduce, and Caduceus was actually working over at, was doing some A&R work over at MySpace Records. And we had been shopping the project, me and my manager had been shopping a project around around that time period. And he brought the music in, I had just done Complicated, and the song Complicated, and he brought us in. And, you know, they loved the music. I loved the environment there. It was like a very, like, friendly, family-oriented type of environment. And I really loved it. And I was like, wow, this is where I want to be. So we kind of inked the deal from there. And at this point, I had already gotten a couple of MySpace features. You know, I had had about 20,000 friends on MySpace. So we were on the grind on our own. So kind of MySpace, they recognized that. And that's how it started.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I met him during the time he was over at MTV.
Yeah, so, exactly.
It's been a while since I've seen him, so, you know, shout out.
He's a close friend of mine. He's out there in L.A. Helping out. He's still doing things for the project and making sure things are popping off.
Okay, so shout out to Cordis for that. You know, because, you know, that's from the time when I was, you know, doing some work with MTV, you know, and I had the opportunity to meet him a few times. So, nevertheless, I've been hearing about you through MySpace. You know, you sent me a couple of messages regarding, you know, some projects or events that you were doing. You know, you hit me up with emails. And I said, who's this guy keeps sending me messages all the time? I said, well, you know, cause I get so many messages from MySpace who do music. Can you play this on your show? Can you listen to it? If you like it, play your show. You know, I get so many emails from that. So, you know, then, I said, well, he's just another artist sending me one of this. And then when I actually saw it, oh, this guy's, you know, really serious about his stuff. You know, he's your MySpace. So, first of all, congratulations on that as well. Now, your tour that you're doing, and you say you went to several colleges, Morehouse, I heard. Are you a part of any frats or fraternities?
No, I didn't. Actually, that's one of the things I regret, because I wish I would have pledged, actually. By the time the fraternities were, like, really available at Morehouse, like, you know, of course, you know, fraternities, they get kicked off campus all the time. And by the time they came back to Morehouse, I was already, like, a senior, and I had, you know, I was trying to graduate. So it just didn't seem like it was going to work out for me. So, no, I didn't ever pledge, actually. Yeah. Did you pledge?
Well, yeah, I'm a part of fraternity ATA, and see, which mine is a little different. Is that we're private, and all the organizations that have a certain, you know, requirements to join, we're not like that. It's very simple.
Okay, all right.
Very cool. If we could ask about you, how many cities are you going to do on this tour?
How many cities?
Yeah, how many cities?
I can't even, there's too many to count, dude. Like, I mean, honestly, we went through, in Texas alone, we did Lubbock, we did College Station, Dallas, Houston. So that was five in just that state alone. And we're going to do two in Louisiana. So we're hitting everywhere. I mean, we're going from, we were in Cali, we were in Arizona, to Texas, Louisiana, we're going to go to Florida, go through Georgia, hopefully hit North Carolina, do the D.C., Maryland area, Philadelphia, and then get back through the Midwest and Ohio and Michigan and back over through Cali to, like, Utah and Colorado. So, dude, we're going everywhere, man. We're everywhere.
And I'm wondering, I heard about your tour, you know, the promo before I saw it, and I was wondering why Mateo didn't call me and tell me, you know, come join the tour with me, you know. I was wondering why I didn't get that phone call.
You didn't get that phone call? I don't know. I don't really know.
I don't know why I didn't get the phone call. These guys, you must have overlooked me.
I know. We must have. I don't know what happened. That's crazy. You probably were on my other email list. That's what that was. You probably were on my other phone. You know, people be losing their phones and stuff. I guess that's what happened. Where are you in? Are you in New York?
I'm in the Big Apple.
I wish I was just there a couple weeks ago. I just did a show at the U.S. Open. Man,
okay.
You could have jumped on too, man.
Yeah, man. Could have brought an extra 5,000 fans with me. Yeah, but man, hopefully, man, we'll meet up one. We'll meet up at some event or some party.
I'm sure.
I'm all over the place right now, so, you know. I'm sure everybody's calling me, promote this, promote that. So if you need me, anything, you know, Mateo, call me. You got my number, call me.
Sure, I will.
But I mean that. This is not just, you know, this is not just industry talk. I'm serious. What else are you currently working on, if I may ask?
Well, we just did a, we got a couple things that we're doing. I just recorded a live EP, a live CD. We did it in a kind of like a, you know, like VH1 Storytellers, where the artist kind of talks through their thinking behind songs, and then they perform those songs. That's kind of what we did. We did a live EP, Get to Know Me Live at Swing House, and we did it out in L.A. about 2.5 weeks ago, and it's amazing. Like, it came out so good. I'm really, really excited about it. It came out way better than I even had expected, and it's we actually shot a video to it, so there's a DVD and a CD available. Right now, the audio is actually available right now on iTunes, and it features 6 songs, some of the favorites, like Get to Know Me, another song called Ooh and Love, and then also Complicated, acoustic-ish version of Complicated. So it's really, really been cool. I mean, we were able to get some love off Concrete Loop off of it, and we're just pushing forward with it. Like, we're going to have the video available very, very soon, and we're pushing that on a tour right now. So we got that right now on iTunes available now. And then we also have a mixtape series that we're doing. It's called Underneath the Sky. And, you know the whole mixtape game. Like, mostly it's rappers who are redoing songs that have already been made, you know, are already popular songs out there, and then they make them their own. Well, in this case, I'm doing the same thing, an R&B version of it, but we have all of these songs, and they tell a story. So we're actually creating some type of, like, a cinematic mixtape series where we have 2 chapters out right now, and we shoot a short film for every chapter that is released, and they have all the songs that everyone loves. And it came out really, really good. We've been really getting a really good reception on it. We're up to about 30,000 downloads on the mixtape series. And we got features from Tierra Marie on there and Cardinal Fischel.
Okay.
So really excited about it.
Okay, Tierra Marie. Okay. She was just.
And that's download for. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say no, and that's available for download. The mixtape is available for download. You can go to MateoOnline.com and get that for free if you want to download that.
Okay. And you know, we have your album is available. Your products are available here on the station website, you know, so listen to the code.
Oh, cool.
Purchase a copy of that. Yeah, I got you already set, man. You know, I got you.
Yeah, all right, cool. You looking out. This is up.
Yo, I got to look out for family, man. You know, my producer just handed me something in front of me, say that we're actually cousins, and, you know, so I don't know, you know, how. But
oh, he's
going to give me more information on that, you know, as it come along, so.
Okay, well, I got to hear this, too. I got to find this out.
I'm very excited about. I'm very excited right now. I'm, you know. How's the tour been going? How's the tour coming along? Is everything going great?
Yeah, the tour, man, is great, man. Like, I mean, we're getting rained on right now in Louisiana, but man, we've been getting a really, really good reception, and I'm just excited. I mean, hopefully, I'm going to be able to do some of the HBCUs on the East Coast. That's what I'm really, really looking forward to, hitting up the black schools. Like Morehouse and Howard and some of those schools on the East Coast, you know, especially since, you know, Morehouse is my alma mater. So I'm looking forward to it. It's been really good though, man. It's really good.
Well, where do you plan to see your career 5 years from today?
Man, well, 5 years from now, I mean, hopefully that will come out with a couple of albums by that point at least, and touring. Like, I'm one of those musicians that I like studio work, but I love being on stage even more, and I love being able to travel around and share the music with, like, people in a very, like, personal, intimate way. So I can't wait to be on the road and being able to tour all over the place and just share the music and give the music to people all around the world. I mean, that's my main goal. It's definitely have a couple albums out, quality, great, classic albums, and to be able to tour all around everywhere. That would be amazing to me.
A fan hit me up in the chat room and asked, will he be performing in the Tri-State area anytime soon?
I think for this tour, we're not totally not everything's not totally set in stone, but we're not probably going to get up to New York this time around, or even like maybe Northern Jersey or anything like that. Hopefully, I'll be coming back at least by the end of the year, or maybe the top of next year. We'll be going there. I am trying to do something in Philadelphia, so that might be the closest that we kind of get on this tour.
I think they're gonna be upset, Matias. I think they really, really want to see you.
Yeah, nah. Yo, you know, well, New York's my favorite place, so that's my. I love New York, so anytime I can get up there is all good for me.
Right. Well, now where are you currently? Where do you reside at? Where do you reside at? You're in. Is it you're based out in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm based out in L.A. So I live in L.A. in the Hollywood area, and that's where everything's been popping off for me, and just doing a lot of shows out there. And LA's been really good to me. LA's been really, really good to me.
Yeah. Matthew, if it's okay, is it okay if I keep in touch with you from time to time? Is that cool?
I'm sorry?
Is it okay if I keep in touch with you from time to time?
Yeah, that'd be amazing. That'd be great, dude. Of course.
Okay, I have your number.
We're cousins. We go way back. Are you serious?
That's right, man. All love over here, man. All love. Yeah. All over. I'm really serious. I'm going to keep touch from time to time, and, you know, so you can be a part of the events that I do have, you know, and I can maybe, you know, when the station has a huge event, and you know, I can get you, you know, book you up, you know, have you perform for us, you know, where, you know, we have our events over here.
Okay.
And I'm really serious about that, so I'll be in touch with you pretty soon. You know, I'm not gonna try to, you know, cut in with the tour. You know, I know that's first, so that's already been done and did, you know, and planned. But, you know, my next question is to you is advice for those upcoming artists that are trying to break into the business and trying to get a recording contract. What advice would you give to them?
I think the best thing is to, especially this day and age, is to try to create somewhat of your own movement, kind of. Like, you should, like, there's so many media avenues and different types of media that's available to you that allow you to reach out to fans personally, and you shouldn't have to. So therefore, what you should do first of all is, you know, get your music online. Like, it should be on MySpace. You should have a Facebook account and a Twitter account. Like, you should have all of those things, and then try to start promoting your music in a very grassroots way, and get your following base up, so that when you're going to talking to these labels, you have numbers, you have stats about what you've done. So I think that's really, really important, is to get your music out there and to put it online and to try to get it to as many people as possible online, and get people talking about you. So that's one thing, and then secondly is to be. You have to be in the area where a lot of these tastemakers and these industry people actually reside and party and hang out. And so you have to be, to me, this is my thinking, it's better to be in the major markets, like, you know, be in L.A., be in New York, be in Atlanta, and those are the places, or if it's country music, be in Nashville. You know, those are the places to be at, so that you can happen to meet people. I mean, a lot of the things that happened to me is because I was in that market and I just happened to meet somebody at a party and was able to pass my music on. So that's the second thing. And then thirdly, it's just about persistence. Like, you just got to be very persistent and very diligent about what you're going to do. I mean, Kanye West said it. He said, would you believe in what you believe in if you're the only one who believed it? And that's the question, actually, to ask yourself is, you know, like, when everyone is telling me no, because you will get a lot of no's, you'll get a thousand no's before you get that yes. When everyone's telling me no, do I keep believing in that I am, you know, that next dude? Like, yes, you should. You got to keep believing it, no matter what anybody else tells you. And those are the things that I feel like, you know, can help you get to that next level.
Yeah. Okay. I'm talking to fans and you at the same time, so I'm like posed for a minute, but they love you.
Okay.
They love you. They love you in the chat room. So, you know, I'm just trying to give you that feedback. I'm trying to read the questions and trying to talk to the same. So it's crazy up here, man, that the fans love you and, you know, they appreciate you so much. And they, some of them are mad, like, he's not coming on the East Coast, you know. I mean, the Tri-State area, you know, because, you know, that's where some of me, you know, where a more majority of the fans are hitting me up from, you know. So shout out to them. And, you know, can you just
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll be there soon. I'm gonna be there soon too. For sure.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm not gonna be before you long. Do you want to, first of all, thank you so much, cousin. You're my favorite cousin now. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate you so much, man. But you want to give your shout-outs or anything?
Yeah, I will definitely give, you know, shout-outs to MySpace Records. Also, I want to definitely make sure people know that the live EP is available on iTunes, so make sure you definitely check it out. And it's called Get to Know Me Live at Swing House. And I also have the most mixtapes, a free download at MateoOnline.com, so make sure you check that out. I got a blog there, and it's just kind of like a lifestyle blog, talk about stuff that I like and put up information about the project. And also, you know, I got a Twitter page. Follow me. I'm on Twitter all the time. It's on my phone. So that Twitter name is MateoOnline, and so you can hit me up there or on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheRealMateo. As opposed to the fake one. I don't know who the fake one is, but that's my name. So definitely hit me up. I want to definitely hear from everybody.
That's why support this young man. He's a brilliant a performer. You know, so we support him, go purchase his album. As you know, we need to support our good artists like Mateo himself. And, you know, he's my cousin, so you definitely know you got to go out there and support him. Definitely. You know?
Exactly.
Go see him
in
concert.
The family.
That's right. Go see him in concert. Mateo, I love you. Much success to you in your career, man. You know you're welcome back by the show anytime that you see fit, man.
Oh, I can't wait, man. Thanks for having me, dude. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. And listen, I'm going to be in touch with you, man, you know, from time to time, man, and see, say what's up, man, and, you know, offer you some events that, you know, some performances, you know, we have here at the station, all right?
All right, cool, man. All right, man. Have a good time. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. You'll be blessed, man.
You too. All right. Peace.
Shout out to Mateo for coming on the show. I really appreciate you so much, Mateo. And we're going to jump into one more second to a track, and I'll be right back.
I do.